That shit's high quality. Best.
So, all right. So, should we get it going?
Let's
do it. And so, that was all a hell of an intro we just did.
So, this is Four Drinking Dudes, first episode. It's been a long time coming, but we got the boys here.
We've been talking about this for weeks.
Weeks here since we've moved into this apartment. I've been talking about this podcast for many years, since I probably got to college, which is now going on 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of just been like a, fuck it, we're here, we're seniors, let's do it, let's have fun, and whatever happens, whatever happens.
I mean, the whole idea came up because we have just an extra room in our place.
Yeah, literally.
And we were like, what can we do with this room? Should we set it up for parties? Should we set it up for gaming? Tommy's like, why don't we do a podcast? I was like, you know what, let's do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, so we're eventually, eventually the podcast will be moved downstairs.
This is temporary.
I had bought a table. Actually, another funny part. Some nice young lady, I don't remember her name. I'm not going to name her, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she sold us a ginormous fucking table. It's now in my room, but I'll be buying another one. It's 8 feet long by what, four?
Like 3 feet wide,
probably. It goes, 3.5 feet 38
wide. 38 inches wide? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so just huge fucking table. It's massive.
All butcher board, by the way.
Yeah, yes. It's high nice.
Quality.
Really high quality.
IKEA usually fucks things up, but they did a solid job with this one.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, like, the clamps were kind of weird, the way you slide the two pieces together, but not a big deal. Otherwise, solid investment. So now that's in your room, so we got to find something else.
Yeah, so the next step would be to get another table, and we're going to kind of just progress as the weeks go on. More content and more just funny shit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of like this couch setup, like, just for, like, a little intro. It's nice and comfortable.
Yeah, and we're missing our fourth
yeah, our fourth. Well, Seymour's just kind of like.
Yes. Yeah.
This is Cleo and Seymour. He's filling in for Seymour.
Yeah. So.
So Seymour's not here right now, but he is here in spirit.
He's
but,
the fourth drinking dude.
Yeah. Seymour's the fourth drinking dude.
Unfortunately, he couldn't make the first episode.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's tough. He'll scheduling conflicts. You know.
Yeah. Will he be here next episode? Possibly. Possibly
the world
not.
May never
honestly, I don't know.
Probably
we'll
not.
Have to see. You know, I'm pretty sure he has a business meeting in Shanghai next weekend, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Like Andrew's dad just over there and fucking...
Yeah, just real quick.
Fly back, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Hey.
Yeah, so this is the podcast. We got it all set up now. Finally, we got Mark's amazing equipment here. I don't know if you guys can see this interface board and everything we got set up, but wow.
Got a little bit of a splitter here. So.
Yeah, the headphone. We got the 1-to-5 splitters we can all hear.
Yeah, so this is a bit spur of the moment.
Yeah.
But we figured just come on here for the first episode, you know, introduce ourselves, talk about some bullshit, and then, you know, call it a day. So.
Just something stupid, you know.
I forgot to plug in my laptop.
Oh, no. Okay.
That would have been bad.
That would have been real bad.
Is it charging?
Yes. We are recording, right?
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Okay.
We're recording.
We are in bar 337 of this recording.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're rolling deep.
All right. Well, Seymour seems to be exiting the...
am I the only one who's wearing shoes here?
I'm barefoot as a motherfucker.
Wow.
I'm
We've got the full
barefoot.
Spectrum of foot stuff.
We do. Yeah. You know, okay, because here's my thought process, right? Okay. I was like, let me put shoes on because I don't know if it's going to be right when this episode comes out or like in a few months from now, but I'm certain that there's going to be a percentage of people who watch our podcast who have foot fetishes, right?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. And so, you know, they're probably thinking they can't see our feet right now because the table's right here.
My feet are up.
And then I go up, they're going, oh, shit, his foot. Oh, he's wearing shoes.
Bro,
damn
free
it.
Toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys don't get free toes right away. I'm sorry. Maybe like Patreon episode 50? I don't know.
Patreon. We'll do a Patreon.
We're going to start charging
Ryan's
for the toes.
Foot reveal.
And the four drinking dudes.
I'm just ripping
fans.
The Vans right now. You know, it's got to be formal, you know?
Yeah, so. No, I mean, I'm just kind of a barefoot bozer.
You're a barefoot Birkenstock kind of guy.
Yeah.
I could have worn the Crocs, the not Crocs.
Yeah, plus I don't mind. You can enjoy my feet for a little bit. It's fine.
All right, so you guys get a free sample. But like, if you want all three of us, you're going to have to keep sticking around.
Yeah,
so
you're going to have to sub to the OnlyFans.
It's a funny story. I'm home this weekend hanging out with my parents, first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was telling my dad about our new roommate who moved in last week, right?
Kobe.
And
Kobe,
he goes,
Kobe, Kobe.
Should we introduce Kobe? I'm sorry to interrupt. Should we introduce Kobe real quick?
He's not here right now.
Oh, wait, he's not?
Oh,
oh, he's at that meeting.
He's at a meeting. All right,
well, well, Kobe's our fourth roommate.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he's a real entrepreneur. Anyway, sorry.
But anyways, he's like, so is he the kind of like cool, laid back, wears Birkenstocks around the house kind of guy? Or is he like kind of uptight? That's my dad saying this, right? And I was like, you know, I haven't seen him in Birkenstocks yet, but every day I see Tommy in them. So we've got one of those in the house.
Yeah, we already got one.
He's
one
slightly uptight too.
Yeah, a little bit.
I love it. Your dad seems like a guy.
Wait, have you ever, I don't ever seen.
Oh,
I've
our light just went off. Did your phone just take a shitter on us?
Do you want to go check?
I will go check.
All right.
Technical difficulties.
All right, we're still recording. We're still good. Oh, so it's just not going to put the flash on.
Dude, I got to have elevator music piped up and ready for technical difficulties.
Yeah, right. All right, it's good. We're good. So we're just going to have no camera in that part we were missing.
Run the podcast and run this episode.
Yeah, so when we make the video, it'll just be a black screen for that 10 seconds, and we'll just have audio.
Yeah.
It'll all be good.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you're at like 10%, but...
Okay, well, we might have to do it like another intermission in 10 minutes or whatever, because it's recording in 4K.
Fuck it.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
4K so we can zoom in on people's nostrils.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the important stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Just like random fucking...
I've never talked to your dad, have I?
I don't think so.
No? Wait, what about you, Tommy? You talked to his dad?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't think either of you have met my dad. Yeah.
But I think both of you guys have talked to my dad. Well, like heard him speak.
I've spoken maybe like three human words.
Yeah.
It was like I was literally sitting like right where I'm at, and I think you were on the phone with them.
Yeah, because we were talking about the whole situation with like the move-in.
Yeah.
That's how I talk to him as well.
Yeah, that's right. And my dad's a real businessman. I have a lot of stories about my dad that I probably should not be talking about.
Yeah, we're gonna skip over this thing.
Yeah,
we've got plenty of fucked up shit.
It's not necessarily saving things; it's more like legal matters.
Oh yeah, no, but of course.
You know,
I mean, I'm sure like there's a statute of limitations for the legal shit that my dad stole.
We're just gonna have like a
it's long like this is like censor. It's like 1985 dumb shit. You know? So I think we're good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think so.
We'll have to have a disclaimer at the end of our videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take any of this seriously. Nothing actually
Also,
happens.
Hey, Mom and Dad, don't watch this.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Because we're going to get into some crazy stories. So, Mom, just... I mean, Dad, you can probably listen. Dad's a homie. Mom, turn off the camera and the phone, just everything.
Crazy stories. Speaking of crazy stories, Brian, you mentioned earlier you had some things that you wanted to bounce off of us.
Oh, okay.
And I'm so, kind of curious.
So, I just had a question. So, this is relating to what you're talking about upstairs, right? I just want to get you guys' opinion because this is current event, right? This stuff just dropped. I already know what your thought process is. I don't know what your thought process is on this.
Here we go.
I don't even know if you have a thought process on this, but...
We're about to find out.
Donda versus Certified Lover Boy.
Oh,
go.
God.
Give me your impressions.
Fucking
Did you listen to either of them?
I have. I haven't listened to all of Donda. I will disclaim that.
Donda.
Jesus!
Lord! Dude... Listen. I grew up Catholic. I was raised religious. I get the whole thing. But Kanye's the same guy that comes out of his house at 6 in the morning and someone goes, "Good morning, Kanye." And he goes, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
And now he's over here talking about Jesus. He's dating a porn star, basically.
No, they divorced, I think. I mean,
whatever. Yeah. Same shit. I mean, regardless. But, whatever. Like, he went from, like...
Yeah.
N-word in Paris to this.
I mean, look, I guess people change, but that's like a 180.
Yeah, he did
like
a full 180.
A shoebox.
My phone just turned off again.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Nothing against Kanye for that. Like, good for him. He's a changed man. He found Jesus.
But.
All
right, well, hold that.
I don't know. Yeah, let's pause real quick.
Technical
Leo,
difficulties.
Watch out. Come on. Watch out, bud. You can't be here. Do you want to say something to the mic?
Good on him.
You got the breathing.
Hold up. You're not catching.
Oh. Good on him, but honestly, I just feel like the hype for that album wasn't
justified.
Like me, I'm gonna go to church and listen to a choir all day because that's what it ended up as. It was a fucking choir album. It was like,
I mean, okay, there were probably like one or two songs you could probably throw at a party, but like, I still
but even those
didn't
had
do
like
it.
That like Jesus, donda, donda, vibe.
Yeah, it's bumping, bumping at the very end. It's like, oh, by the way, I love Jesus. I'm like, okay, well, what next are we song. Doing?
Yeah, like, I think if you're Christian and you're looking for bumping rap, there are better options.
I agree. Absolutely. Because
there is some bumping Christian rap.
There are some
out
great
there.
Christian rap, like, groups, like, for sure.
I'll give, yeah.
Yeah, wait, give us an example. Do you know? Because I honestly don't know that many.
Like, I don't know names, personally. I mean, I'm...
Andy Mineo's pretty solid.
I'm have
like
to look him up.
Good bit of his music.
We'll have to throw him.
Some of it's pretty bunk, but some of it's pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to give him a listen next time.
I can't think of anyone. NF.
I've heard of him, actually.
NF has got some fucking bars.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Not all of his stuff is, like, super Christian, but some of it is. Right. And dude knows how to fucking...
Yeah.
CLB, though.
CLB, I actually really liked.
I really liked it.
A lot of people were saying, it's like, all right, it's just like a whatever Drake album. But there are definitely some good songs on there, in my opinion. I think I saved, like, 9 out of the... How many songs are there? Like, 21?
Yeah.
I saved 9 songs, right. And on Donda, I saved 0. Not a single song.
I
listened to it, I skimmed through it, I said, okay, next.
I think Drake just... Whatever he does, he's just...
Just good. It just works.
It's just... What's the first song? Champagne Poetry? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
It's a great way to... I love you.
My phone.
Fuck, dude. Does my phone have battery? Should I throw my phone on there? My phone's got plenty of battery.
Yeah, we're going to throw my phone on, bro.
But that and what's it? Fair Enough?
Fair Trade with Travis Scott. That shit goes hard.
That is fucking banging.
But there's a lot. There's a lot of really good songs on there. I mean, Way Too Sexy is, like, the hype song right now. That shit is a slapper. That's for sure.
I think...
Personally, I love it.
This is how I've always kind of viewed Drake, right?
Mm.
He's never been, like... He's always been mainstream, but he's never been at the front of the mainstream. He's always just, like, 2 or 3 behind, like, what the biggest shit is that's happening at the moment.
But he's always on.
Yeah. Like, he's consistent.
He's always on the charts.
Yeah, it just
works. He always hits Billboard. He always hits everything.
He had, like, 150 million streams first day.
Some of my favorite songs in existence are Drake.
Drake, yeah.
You know, like, when you're sad one night, you want to listen to something to cheer you up.
Throw on some Drake.
Throw on some Drake. Yeah. When you're in that, like, mood, that, like, fuck you mood, throw on some Drake.
Yeah.
He's got songs for every occasion. Drake.
It's true. Every album has a type of genre of song.
It's those fucking Canadians, man. Honestly. Something about
them. From
Toronto.
Seymour's got his audio feature now.
This is a bad time, Seymour. He's going to weigh in on this with squeaks. So, hey, Seymour, we can't do this, buddy. We're going to have to put this here. Ah, fuck.
Just toss it. Nah, he's going to go for it.
It's all good. It'll be some interesting content.
But CLB definitely has some songs that you can, like, throw a party to. I mean, like, for example, Way Too Sexy, when I first heard it, because, like, when the album dropped, I just listened to it alone in bed, right? And I was like, good song. It's chill.
he's like a decoration ornament. He's our new podcast ornament for the background.
Prairie dog looking motherfucker.
But yeah, like, after a few listens, I remember I heard it, like, at the party for game day, and I was like, okay, this shit is really good. It has to just be in the right, like, atmosphere, you know?
Like, what party for game day? The one that where we just had people.
Oh yeah, not the pregame. Like after game day when we just had everyone over and we're just drinking and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right before the hot tub. Yeah.
Now we can put it even louder.
That's true. You guys can't see it, but these speakers behind our TV are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
They're, like, as tall as a TV.
Good thing we have flash on so we know when it shuts off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering why we had flash on, but now I realize it was an excellent idea. Technical difficulties.
It keeps shutting off at random times. It's so weird.
That's your phone, though, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, wow, Cleo. Jesus Christ. Just step into my face. Oh, here we go. This episode is sponsored by
NordVPN.
NordVPN and Harry's. 5% off razors with the code
2-1.
Anyway.
So I guess this whole first episode will be kind of just us working out the kinks.
Yeah.
So when the screen goes... Motherfucker! Motherfucker!
What is wrong with this? Oh my God, bro. Yo, do we have, like, an actual camera? Like a DSLR? Cleo, relax.
I have mine, but I think all of my batteries are dead right now.
That's fantastic. Maybe we should have prepped this a little more. So how are you guys doing so far? How's everybody doing in the audience here? I hope you're all having a good time.
You're having a nice evening.
It's a beautiful Tuesday night.
All right, let me see if I can get the DSLR set up.
Nice and starry outside. It's about 82 degrees, Gainesville, Florida. Could be a little less humid, but... Yeah, you can use mine. That's fine.
So...
And we're back.
Yeah. We're just going to have to work out the kinks.
Oh, okay, Cleo, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Seymour, dude.
Look at this.
What is he doing? Let's just take... Hold on, like... So... Back to the.
He's really committed
he's
to the.
He's a gymnast
on a cage right now.
He's a gymnast.
This dog climbs trees. He climbs on cages. He climbs fences, walls, most things.
And he's going to be in the Olympics next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen that dog? That special dog that they train to like run up that wall and catch that fucking football? Like here he comes, no problem. He's like that, just not trained. And
he just does it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I taught him how to climb trees, but
oh, okay.
I didn't teach him how to walk on a fucking.
Oh, flash went off.
Fuck. All right, I want to talk about the ridge, the Saturday night fucking.
Yeah. Okay.
Pool shenanigans.
Yeah, we're gonna get
and
there.
Also
it's
how
like,
the.
We also need to talk about the lights upstairs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we'll add this on. It's tough, man. We have things to talk about, and then the camera just keeps dying, and like it's dead completely.
Do we have a long charger?
I have an iPad literally sitting right here that can.
Oh, okay. I like your composition book.
I mean, I can get my charger.
Dude, it's literally a
full-blown
composition. It's
kind of
sick.
So I'm gonna wait, can't you... Okay, no. Never mind.
Just cut out all this bullshit, too.
I was going to say, I can just sauce up the camera and see how much I got. Hold on. Hold that thought for a sec. Cleo, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God. It should be at the top left. There's like a lightning bolt. Oh wait, I just realized that you guys can't even hear me, or you can't hear anyone except for me. So, what's going on? It's Brian. Just chilling here with Cleo now. Wait, what kind of batteries do those take? Is it a rechargeable or is it like double A's? Oh my God, this dog is crazy. You know what's still amazing to me? Is that him and Ace still go at it, fighting 24/7. And I don't understand how they still have this much energy. It's been, what, a week and a couple days now? Yeah. And they're still, like, as if they're complete strangers.
Fuck.
Okay.
Can I get this to work? Please? This is so sad. This is just pitiful. We really should have, like...
This first episode shenanigans, man. It's all right. We'll have the second one all sorted out, but this is...
I mean, I got an angle here. I just... Oh, I can zoom out.
Okay. Wait, how far can you see?
The top of your head is kind of cut off. That's the thing.
So I'll just go like this. Battery's dead. Fantastic. Wait, do you want me to just get my charger from my phone then?
Sure, go for it.
Is it long? Oh, there's a fucking charger
right there. Listen, we're going to roll this for a minute.
All right, here.
Seymour, Cleo, watch out. Man, we are
all over the place. This is ridiculous.
But it's okay. Like, we're going to cut some of this bullshit out.
All right, let me go get my charger. I'll be right back.
Okay, what are we thinking about angles here, Mark? Oh, yeah, pop that up. Is that good?
Yeah. You can see the shot in there. Like, oh, it's good?
Yeah. Okay, we're good. Fuck it. We're good. Fuck it, let's roll. Honestly.
And nothing's charged, right?
Only problem is, like, what if it shuts off on us? Okay. Can you see the red button?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay, so if it shuts off.
If this shuts off, I think we're just going to.
Yeah, so if this camera shuts off, we're just going to probably call it a deucey deuce for the first Lords and Dudes podcast.
Yeah.
But back to what we were saying, I feel like we were talking about something.
The party is Saturday.
Yeah, so interesting time. Charlie came up to town. He's my best friend. And, we get to do him with some four drinking dudes. Well, just let Seymour do Seymour.
Seymour's going to be Seymour.
It's fine.
So we got to doing what four drinking dudes does, and that's drinking. And it was cool. Got to the game. Was feeling pretty good. Game got boring. We left. Came back here.
For reference, let me put some context here. University of Florida. University of Florida.
University of Florida.
University of Florida.
University of Florida.
Versus fucking
FAU.
FAU.
Florida Atlantic.
I'll tangle it up here.
It's 10-18.
Okay. Failed Athletes University.
Yes.
Find another university. Fake-ass university.
Anyways, there's one thing I've learned about my dear friend Charlie in Orlando. These motherfuckers go hard. Like, hard. It's kind of obnoxious, kind of awesome, you know. So, we've got ourselves a margarita mixer shaker thingy. Get some vodka, get some juice. And we just started taking shots.
Yeah, what was the ratio of that? 80-20?
80-20. It was
80% vodka, 20% juice.
It wasn't okay. So, ended, long story short.
That snuck up on us, too.
Yeah. We're feeling pretty good by midnight. Pretty good. And we decide to hop out to the pool, which, mind you, is closed. Pool's closed.
Yeah, the pool since May. Yeah, the pool in our neighborhood has been closed. I mean, I think there was, like, what was the story? Like, one of the pieces for the filtering system got, like, broken or vandalized, or something?
Fucking, yeah, like, some pump piece on the other side of the complex broke.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, it's going to take us, like, 5 months to get it because of COVID.
Because it was from Spain.
Or Spain, yeah.
So, long story short,
just 3D printed.
It's been 4 months that our pool's been broken. We've had no fun pool days. Usually the pool here, I mean, you probably can see it in the background, or maybe not. It's fucking huge. There's a lazy river in it.
It's bang.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dang, not going to lie. So, we're like, fuck it. Having a good night. Let's just go out there and get shitty and do some fun stuff. So, grab the skimboard. They've got like a slope in. So, I'm thinking, you know, drop the skimboard in, do some skids and fucking send it a little bit. But I think my brain thought I was a little more coordinated than I actually was. I think
all of our brains thought that we were more sober than we actually were.
Yeah. Just hopping the fence felt like I was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to keep in mind.
Doing like, the gymnast balance beat. Like, yeah, the rings. You know, like you get on the rings as a gymnast. That's what I felt like on the fence. You're just like, oh, shit.
You're going like straight adrenaline.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, when we were inside, like I could tell that I had a buzz, but I didn't realize it was that much. And right. I was like, yeah, I'm cruising. You know, I could probably drive myself to McDonald's.
Yeah, we put Kobe to bed. All good.
Yeah, he was fine. I walked him upstairs. No problem. We get outside. We go to jump that fence. And I'm like, wow, I am wasted.
Yeah. This is going to be ridiculous. Interesting.
Yeah.
I busted ass. You can probably see on my elbow, I've got a cut. I've got my back all shredded up. And then we just went to the hot tub. I fell asleep. I actually squashed beef with a kid that I fucking hate for about 30 minutes. I was so drunk that I was like, you know what? Invite him out here. Let's have a good night. Fuck it.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how you said it,
too. Yeah, it probably was.
And exactly. The Chad came out of you.
Literally. For about 35 minutes, however long it was. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were cool. It was weird. It was really weird. And then, like, the next morning, it was like, yeah, fuck that kid again.
Yeah, and you lost your wallet, too, for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, I lost my wallet for 21 hours, I think it was.
Yeah.
So it was from 9 o'clock p.m. on a Saturday to, like, 6 o'clock or something on Sunday. Gone.
Something like that.
I stuffed it in that shoe over here, down to my right. Thinking it'd be a good place. I'm like, yeah, fucking nobody's gonna find this thing and steal it. Are you kidding me? I was right.
Yeah, no one
I
found it.
I was correct.
Nobody found it, yeah. Including yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
I was standing in the kitchen, goddamn 20 hours later, and I was like,
dude, you were trying to find it like the night of too, and you were like, no stay too.
Oh, yeah, the night of, I literally walked out. Yeah, here, you went out and back. I jumped the fence back into the pool and walked around like the entire pool. For like 20 minutes. I was like, oh my God, where the fuck is...
Dude, that was so funny when they're like, we're at the hot tub and I'm like, all right, you know what? It's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to go back upstairs. Yeah. Like, Brian, no, keep hanging out with this man. We're all homies. Come on, dude, just stay. I'm like, dude, I'm really fucked up. Like, yeah. I went up and then like, I'm upstairs and like maybe 5 minutes later, you come barely through the front door. You can't even stand, bro. You're like, fucking. Charlie's like, yo, man, help this guy. Get upstairs. Get you upstairs. And let me show you. This man gets upstairs. And you fall asleep. If this is his bed, he falls asleep with his legs like this. Arms crossed.
On my bed?
Your own bed. Yes, wow. Dude. And even Cleo was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to sleep with Brian. Or sorry, Seymour. Yeah, he was like,
Seymour. He was, yeah, like, he knocked out with you that night.
Yeah, yeah, he went under my... Dude, I was in bed already, he just jumps in, gets under my blanket, and
dude,
passes
out. He loves your fucking bed.
It's ridiculous.
He loves it.
I don't understand why. He's obsessed with my bed.
It's that goddamn Tempur-Pedic, man.
Yeah, you think
that
so?
That mattress topper.
I get that mattress topper.
Maybe
yeah.
It's the scent. It could be a scent that's different. He's like,
maybe? Because he always buries his face in my blankets. Yeah. It's really weird. I don't know.
Could be, it could be a number of things.
Yeah. But the way he fell asleep in my bed, I mean, he's a tank. You try and push him, and he does not move, dude. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand how he does it either, because he doesn't, like, push away. He just...
Yeah, I know.
He just sticks, dude. Comes dead weight. I'm pretty sure when he sits there, I think just, like, iron rods just right into the bed. And he just doesn't move. Yeah, exactly.
He's fucking...
Yeah, he's torqued down to spec, bro.
Yeah, dude.
He's not moving.
Crazy.
Dude, he fucking comes into my room if neither of you guys are home. I'm doing homework, just sitting at my desk. He'll jump on my bed, fucking rearrange all my blankets.
Yeah, he throws
them pull them in,
he's
roll
like,
them around.
And then yeah, he just yeah. them everywhere. I'm like, bro, chill the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he would have like little seizures in my bed. Or not seizures, but like he would just kind of
oh, yeah.
be like,
yeah, when he's asleep.
I'm like, can you breathe? Hello. Like I'd lift the blanket over
his
nose.
He goes under the blankets.
Yeah.
I literally, no bullshit. I'll be laying down. I'll be like, all right, it's time to go to sleep, Klee. And he won't get up on bed. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, I'm tired. Let's go. He's like, I imagine he's like, nah, fuck that.
That's what Cleo was thinking. Man,
and I'm like,
fuck you.
I'm like, all right, whatever. So I grab the covers. I say, imagine these are my legs. I grab the covers and I lift them up like this. And I'm like, do the old thigh smack. And he's like,
all right.
That's his cue. He's like, all right, all right. Yeah, yeah.
Matthew
and he comes in
all right,
and he goes, all right. And he comes in and he just goes, and he plops right here, curls up with the wall, and then I just go, covers drop, boom, night-night.
You go.
Yeah.
He's a well-trained dog, dude. He's a well-trained dog.
I don't think he likes my new lights, though, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you have it on party mode, it's like fucking having an epilepsy,
fucking seizure
dude.
Mode, dude.
God, that's like the inside of a rave.
Like, let's start a fucking EDM
you're over
rock
here.
Band over
you're
here.
You're like, doing out. You're yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're doing, I like walk by your room, you're like watching like Study Edge doing homework, and the lights above you say, I'm like, dude, how are you doing this right now?
Like, what the fuck?
It's crazy.
He's having a seizure. Desk, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you get a glass of water.
You think I'm watching Study Edge when I'm not?
Yeah. I look over your eyes, you're just completely glassed over.
Yeah, I'm just clapping cheeks instead. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you got that sound mode.
I have
dance
the sound
mode.
This literally, like.
Did you test that out?
No, I didn't.
Come on, we were all looking forward to that.
I'd love to, but the slightest noise, and it's just like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
And I have the double lights. I've got them coming up one wall and coming up the other wall.
I know.
And it comes to the ceiling, so it's like fucking different colors. Like, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
It's like a spider web. It's like, or not like a spider web. It's like two skeleton hands. They go like this.
Yeah, they're just kind of like.
It's pretty cool. It's a really cool layout. I would have never thought about doing that myself, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I just have the traditional square.
The whole idea originated on my lack of paying attention to directions. I was like, why the fuck won't they all go together? Because they came out of one, you know, prong of four. Mm. And so I'm like,
I see it.
I'm like, what the fuck, you know? Like,
sorry, Mom.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So... That's too funny.
And you never. She saw that. She saw the warning where I'm like, "Don't watch," and she's like, "Full screen,
1080p."
She's like, "I'm watching
this motherfucker."
She's like, "Honey, turn the TV down.
What
I'm
are
watching
you up
the podcast."
To, Brian,
tracking location.
Just get your life 360.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro.
For you,
dude, if my parents had life 360, I'd off myself.
Oh yeah, I'd be fucked.
I would probably just go off.
Dude, they track your speed on life 360.
Dude, I would tell my friends. I said, "Oh, you want to Snapchat me? Send me a letter." Fly
literally,
me a pigeon, because I'm not using my phone anymore.
No, fuck no.
Dude, like, we should, unpopular opinion, we should bring back carrier pigeons.
That would be sick as fuck.
Dude, it's like fucking prime drone delivery. Fuck drones.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure pigeons are faster anyway.
Yeah.
Are they actually?
No. Dude, drones can go like fucking...
Tommy over here, are they actually faster?
drones doing 80 miles an hour, and the pigeons next to them, you fucking bitch. God damn.
It's like that old... oh, fuck.
Oh, that's it.
I just lost Mike.
Uh-oh. Tommy's in the dark.
Technical difficulty.
I'm in the dark.
But just think about how much more environmentally friendly.
No, oh, dude, absolutely.
It reminds me of that, like, old BMW commercial where there's that, like, fucking Top Fuel Salt Flats dragster just hauling at, and then there's the fucking M5 comms cruising, fucking filming it.
He's in sixth gear in ego mode, chilling. He's listening to... goes inside the cabin, he's playing Beethoven.
Yeah, he's donked out, just like... but listen to fucking Ice Cube or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, these pigeons, dude, are just going fucking... because they fucking flap their wings. wings like super fast.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah. That would certainly be, cool. be a lot more fun to get mail.
It would be. Dude, I would love that. I'm walking down the street. Oh, package. Whoosh, and then shit's on my shoulder. But it'd be worth it.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't kinda... even be mad.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, I got a stamp, free stamp.
Yeah,
there it is. That's actually no, that's when like you know how you get like the item delivered notification? That's right there. That's a seal of approval. It's like, oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Right there.
Hey, shit, Tony, that's yeah. how you know, like, your friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Did cool.
you get your package? Yeah, mom.
Like, yeah, it's right here. Send a picture. Oh no, sorry, I have to send a letter
yeah,
back to
yeah,
my mom.
Yeah, you can't send a picture.
With I have to use an old retro like a camera Dude. That uses the two mirrors, you know?
Yeah.
Because I can't use any tech.
Carrier pigeons just brings me back to like what 1800s.
Yeah.
1900s, I'd fuck shit up in the 1800s, 1900s.
Yeah.
Bro. Fucking Peaky Blinders Explain. Style, dude.
Oh, yeah. Come
on, bro, you can get away with anything. Like,
that's true.
What
you
can't
could really
you,
get away
what
with
can't
anything.
You do?
I mean, you probably, like...
Modify
well, it depends on where you are.
Wanna be fucking
if you're in the Wild West...
Modify your GTI.
Yeah, fair.
Just fucking just steal all parts for free out of a fully built $10,000 fucking set of wheels. Back
in the 1800s.
In the 1800s.
Yeah, dude's riding a horse and you go past him. Everyone's like, what the gunshots?
Yeah, you're like,
oh my god.
Oh,
yeah.
I love breaking.
No, I think if you were in the Wild West, you could literally do anything. I mean, you could even kill the sheriff and like, what are people going to do? They're probably going to be like, dude, sick, thanks.
Dude, it's like fucking Django Unchained style.
Oh, that movie was fantastic.
That's such a fucking good movie.
The dentist just comes in and he's like, are you the sheriff? Is someone calling me?
David.
He probably wants to be on the fucking podcast.
Probably.
I'm going to answer it. Hello?
Yo!
What's
good?
You're going to the pool?
Yeah, I brought light clothes.
What pool? we're filming our podcast right now, dude.
You're filming a
podcast? Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah, you're...
You're officially in it right
you're,
now.
You're officially in our podcast right now. Is there anything you want to say?
Thank you, David. Very
Thanks,
awesome.
David. Appreciate
that was
it.
Nice. Very wholesome. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
What pool? All right. Just text me. See you later.
We're in the hot tub, so.
At the Ridge?
Yeah. Inspire people to go to the hot tub on your podcast. What's good about hot tub?
Pop out to the hot tub at the Ridge.
Yeah. Ridge hot tub.
If
it's
it
closed.
Opens.
Well, maybe. Is it? Is it still closed? Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Because I saw people working on it the other day. I was like, oh, they're actually maybe going to open within the next 3 years.
Yeah. I think they come in. They you know, they get through the fence and they get a pool skimmer and they
clean it. They put a nail.
They do one scoop, get about 7 leaves, dump it out.
A few bacteria.
And they fucking leave.
Yeah.
And then they come back next
they
Monday.
They just have to look busy. That's all they
That's
gotta
true.
Do.
That's all
yeah,
they
And
to
we're
do.
Gonna pay. Listen, this is what I've been thinking. So you know the Instagram that is the Ridge Pool open?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you kinda segue off of him and start putting out flyers. I wanna put flyers in every door.
You know,
like a fuck the establishment. Like, I don't want to pay my rent if I'm not going to get my amenities.
Yeah,
like fucking you know what I mean.
Martin
yeah.
Luther, dude. We're
yeah.
gonna, we're going to be the Protestant church.
Exactly.
Of the
yeah. That's
exactly.
true.
Look at Seymour, dude.
This man.
Do you have anything to say about this? Don't lick the mic, please.
I was hoping for like a little
yeah,
or like, something.
We did
yeah.
get a
we
little.
We just gave it a nice lick.
Yeah. yeah, but like. Yeah, he's gonna bust ass. That'll
yeah,
be funny
will.
If he does.
Yeah, we'll get on. Oh,
drops his legs through the thing. He's an acrobat. But yeah, I'm thinking like, go full on like militia on these people, man.
Well, it's just whack because like supposedly we're paying a shit ton for this place's amenities, and so far a good 2/3 of the amenities have been broken.
That's
so.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
What do we have access to?
I mean,
to?
I'm pretty sure
the gym and the pool table.
That's it.
Well, what other amenities are we missing other than the pool and the hot tub?
But even the gym is like.
Oh, yeah. The gym is like fucked. There's like a 45 plate.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sick. So I just have it on one side and the other side is like a
yeah.
4 10s and a 5.
Yeah. And the handle part of the 45 is like sawed off somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Some dude just grabbed
dude,
it and went.
One of the weights. Okay. So you know how. You know
snapped
how,
it right
dude,
off.
Cleo, can you.
Get out.
Cool. So you know how the weights, it's like, it's a wheel and it has like 4 like holes in it, like.
Yeah, one of them's
like
gone.
That. Yeah, yeah, it's missing a whole thing and I'm
yeah.
like, that's so unbalanced. So what is this, like a 38.3?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not even 45 anymore. That's the thing. There's so many different machines in that gym that are just obliterated.
Yeah, demolished.
There's just nothing left. It's like, okay, you can't even put weight on here or attempt to push weight or pull weight. So There's one amenity that's like half working.
So we got the pool table.
Those probably suck too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that pool table, you put a ball down and just rolls to one side. It's like uneven. Yeah. It's just rigged. It's rigged for stripes.
It's a pool table on a boat in 4 foot seas.
Just yeah, absolutely.
I mean, honestly, that's hit the ball like and just kind of goes.
Dude, I was on a cruise one time and the pool tables were like gyro.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
Yeah, dude, like with the waves, it would like balance with the boat.
And it's
like,
able to like adjust that fast where the balls don't move at all.
Yeah, dude, instantaneous.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
I mean, that's what they do with stoves on like sailboats.
Yeah.
I've seen like TikToks about that. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. I was over here playing pool and I like it'll come to a roll to a stop and I'm like, oh shit. And then plug the ball. It's just like.
So do you see the whole table just doing this?
Yeah, very, very subtly. You can see it like. Kind of
true. I guess it's not moving that much because a cruise ship is huge,
right.
You know.
So it's
because, like, I mean, like you said,
little.
Those stoves on some of those sailboats, they're like this, and then you look at the frying pan or whatever, and it's completely flat.
Yeah, it's not like the fucking like, pool tables like this.
That'd be crazy
catching the ball.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of nuts.
And those cruise ships
it's like just
have
completely
like,
90 degrees.
Those cruise ships have fucking massive gyroscope stabilizers in them, so even if like it's real nasty, they have these fucking giant like. 3,000 or 4,000 pound steel discs in the bottom.
Really?
That they spin at like 400 or 500 miles an hour. And so when it starts to pitch real bad.
Imagine if one of those on hooks, dude. Saw through the bottom of
the
ship.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's a family of four having a picnic outside. Just right through them.
Ow.
Captain's like, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, guys, but the buffet is closed.
You're going to have to come back tomorrow. I'm sorry about that one.
Oh my. I don't know too much about boats, personally. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
I'm the boat man.
Big boat guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You're a big, like, just everything guy. I mean, you know, like, the boats. What about planes? Because, you know, boats and cars.
You know, planes is one of the few things that I'm not an expert.
Planes don't make sense.
I do like them. Like, they're cool as shit.
Just planes
don't
exist.
No amount of physics or science explanation can convince me that planes make any sense. I'm sorry.
Well, you're interested in downforce, aren't you?
Yes, it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
It's lift. I know.
So it's like when you put a huge wing on the back of a stock Civic, that's what happens.
And give it 8,000 horsepower.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Just takes off, but it only goes straight and then flips over and falls.
And falls right over,
dude,
yeah.
The funny shit is, like, your average, like, Cessna and stuff has, like, 115 horsepower.
Seriously?
Like, that's it.
How fast do they fly?
100 miles an hour.
I think they'll max out. Yeah, like 115.
The Cessna's the little fucking like prop
little
planes,
prop
right?
With the high wing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I know like our commercial jets and stuff. You don't realize, but you're doing close to like what 500 horsepower or 500 miles an hour, something like
most
that.
Oh my god! Speaking of that, first time ever, I'm on a plane to Utah, right?
Yeah.
And I actually saw another plane flying by ours. I did not think they went that fast. That fucking thing was like. Mach 1. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
your
closing
speed, your closing speed at that rate is like 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Both doing 500.
It was crazy. I was like...
Yeah, commercial.
I thought commercial planes were only doing like, what, 180, 200 miles an hour?
No,
they take off at like 220. That's how fast you're going.
Crazy.
You just don't realize because of how big
it's
it is.
It's so big, yeah.
But like, that's like when you're in an airplane, you're looking out the window and the whole world is kind of like tilted like this.
Yeah.
That's how it is, like, just because you're going that fast. I mean, that's probably how it is in a car too, I'm sure. You're going that fast.
Yeah.
None of us are fast enough to know that.
I've been in a Corvette at 180 miles an hour and I thought I was going to die. That was fucked.
I've been 180 in a ZL1. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I've only done 160.
Imagine 180 in like a bone stock C5.
That's terrifying.
Wait, how is it going that fast bone stock?
I don't know.
Those old C5s are fast.
Dude.
Was it a Z06?
No.
I think the...
What?
Just the stock
C5,
LS1, dude.
C5 LS, like the standard ones, I think topped out at like 183.
Wow, just because aero,
I mean,
guess.
It probably took a while.
Slippery.
It took a while.
And
but
they're
it
pretty
was...
light because they're all made of... fucking Tupperware.
Yeah. Dude, if you crash that thing in a 180, oh
you're
my,
dead.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I think, okay, get, name a car that
name
you would
your
just,
headstone.
Yeah, name a car that you would survive 180.
F1 car.
F1.
Prototype. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not fucking... Okay.
Basically any race car.
Proper race cars, yes.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hell of a headache, but...
I meant like a normal car. Yeah, F1 cars with the halo. Yeah, that makes sense.
Although I saw...
I mean, there's
we're
miracles.
We're going off on a car tangent, but I saw Glickenhaus release some of their stuff from their crash testing for one of their streetcars today, and I think it was like a 50-mile-an-hour rear-end test. Unaffected. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, the outside of the car, too?
Yeah. I was like, huh?
Wait a minute. So like it got hit at 50, and the car itself took no damage?
I mean, there's damage, but like you could see the frame absorb it, But it just, like, released that tension.
It's like fucking...
It was fucking cool. Wait, but...
Because I was...
where's Jamie at?
Because I was...
We need a computer guy, dude.
Toby's calling you. Because I was thinking, like, if you're in a car, like, going like that... Yeah, go ahead. If you're in a car going like that, and you get hit at that kind of speed, and the car doesn't take that damage, wouldn't all of it go to you?
Yeah, but they had some kind of...
Is my car still there?
You can fucking...
Okay, let's see here.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Wow.
You can see the shockwave travel through the chassis, so it's absorbing it.
Are you here?
Yeah, wait, let me watch this again.
Yeah, I'm out front right now.
All right, we're running our podcast.
The whole car just kind of goes whoosh, and then squishes back out.
You're good. No, you're good. I was going to say, you should come in here and fucking join it real quick. All right, I'm going to come out.
All right, Kobe's here.
All right, bye.
My boy.
Yeah.
We don't have a fourth mic, do we?
He needs me to move my car, so I got to pull my car inside. I think we should just honestly call it.
Should we sell it for the night?
I feel like, because I gotta get my quiz done, dude. And it's 10:40. I gotta do that quiz by midnight.
How long have you been recording for?
A while.
Yeah, 1448 seconds and
Okay, so
like just over an hour. Divided by 60. Divided by 60.
24. Oh, divided by 60. Twice.
Oh wait, no. Sorry.
No.
Wait, no. There's no way it's only been 24 minutes.
1448 seconds divided by 60. About 24.
That's only 24 minutes. There's no way.
Wow. Doesn't make sense.
There goes Seymour.
Yeah, Seymour's going to greet the...
I need to fucking change the
time. I don't know. No, that's bar 1448, not second.
Oh, yeah. If I was looking down here and I thought...
I was going to say 24 minutes. Kobe.
Yeah,
what up?
What's going on, Kobe?
He is drooping.
Looking
out.
Dapper.
Come.
Yeah, come
submissive
take a seat.
And breedable as fuck. Here, come over here.
We have a camera right here.
Yeah. You're good, dude. You're in the camera. Just come here. Oh, take the little Dapper Dan off. I got you.
Okay.
So can we figure out how many seconds? You're good.
Maybe.
Because I feel like we should call it because I have to do some homework because I'm a shitty student. So,
yeah.
Fair enough.
I have to fucking...
You have to end it.
I have to end it to do that.
Yeah, I don't really have any homework to do. Like, it's not due until Friday.
Yeah.
But like,
fuck you. I have an
you
exam
want to?
Tomorrow.
I'm getting a tattoo Friday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's that one you sent
the
pin.
The one on
my
back.
Upper back. That's going to look good. Same guy, right?
And then the 23rd of September, I'm finishing my half sleeve, finally.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm going to be yadded as fuck. It's going to be bad.
Fucking yaddy daddy.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, for that. They're not going to be happy.
Big sorry, moms on this podcast. Yeah, our parents, if they ever do watch this, they're going to learn a lot about us that they probably don't want to know. But
yeah.
That's
sure.
Their fault.
But it's okay. Listen.
Yeah, it's their fault.
We're expressing
adults.
Ourselves. We're enjoying the time. We're enjoying our senior year.
Honestly, if I was a parent, I would rather have this than like be in the unknown.
What
I mean?
You don't want to be in the dark with your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's one thing. Like, when I'm older, like I want to be able to like have conversation with my kids. You know what I mean? Like, how was your day, man? Did you smoke some drugs?
You fucked that girl?
Yeah, like, did you do some fucked up shit?
Dude, you didn't bring her home? You pussy.
Yeah, what a pussy, dude.
Yeah, like, your dad comes home, something. It's like, wait, is that, I found acid in your room, and I was wondering why you didn't buy me any.
Imagine. Yeah, I don't think I'll be that cool.
There's no way.
That's a difficult to reach level of cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can
I see the Nick again real quick?
Brian is...
Dude, I'm sorry, bro. My mom. Dude. I'm sorry,
fiending.
Mom.
Brian is fiending.
No, I only hit it when I'm like with you. I don't own nicotine devices. Whatever you want to fucking... Because I'm not going to call it a Juul. It's not a Juul. It's an AirPuff 360 nose code. Like, shut the fuck up. Okay? So I'm just going to say nicotine devices.
It's the Fume 3000.
Yeah.
It's 600,000.
What is this thing called?
Hits.
The Smoke iMac Pro? This shit is like...
You gotta
press
put,
it three
you gotta
times
put
to
Face ID in to unlock that fucking thing.
Ching. Like with the thumbprint finger there right here.
What the fuck?
All right, yeah, Mom.
Sorry.
We all intently watch as he smokes the nicotine. Seymour's loving it.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Seymour's doing great.
Oh yeah.
So this is Kobe. You want to say anything, Kobe? Here, pass him the mic real quick.
Kobe, here. Come take my seat.
Yeah, before
this
we
is Kobe.
Here.
He's gonna feel. He's also Seymour. So the whole inherent topic of this podcast is
it's not live. We're just recording. Yeah.
No, yeah, we're just recording.
Yeah.
We have a lot of editing to do because the first half of this episode was like just hella technical difficulties.
Setting up.
Yeah, aren't those fire? They sound
Kobe,
good, right?
Can you take over my spot?
Do you need the iPad?
No, you guys are good. You guys can, like, literally just...
Well, talk. How long has the iPad been recording?
Yeah, check that.
It's been recording for 26 minutes. Yeah.
So we're probably a little over an hour right now.
Yeah. So do we want to just call it?
Yeah, let's just call it here. All right, Kobe, give us some words.
I'll get on the next one.
All right, you'll get on the next one? Introduce yourself.
I'm Kobe.
Sounds good. Here we go. We got Kobe.
Hi, Kobe.
I gotta go walk Ace anyways.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, so we're gonna end it here, guys. Thanks for watching.
This has been Four Drinking Dudes,
first podcast. Hella technical difficulties, some laughs, some good stories here. We're gonna keep it going in the future.
Hopefully every Monday. We kind of had a shitty Monday yesterday and couldn't really get on it, but today's Tuesday the 7th, I believe.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 7th. This will probably come out the following Monday. I think we'll keep up on like a following one.
Right. We'll edit, do our thing, post the next Monday, and you know, kind of we'll be active on Instagram, I think, and I'll probably post a couple funny clips on like TikTok and shit, and then I'd say probably the full bang will be thrown on YouTube like a week later.
So we'll be on YouTube. We'll be on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes. I got all the shit to distribute that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got a professional.
Sick.
I was
Let's do it.
I don't know how to do any of that.
I was like, wait.
He's like, yes, we're gonna be streaming straight to the EDC center.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Huh? Like Donald Trump's watching our fucking show?
Yeah,
like,
it's gonna stream straight to the White House.
We got the hookup with the Nelk Boys now.
Oh my god. Yeah, we should get the Nelk Boys, dude.
Be sick.
Yeah, we should have. What
did you say?
Next week.
Yeah, the Full Send podcast. We gotta get the Full Send podcast on here.
But yeah, so that'll be it. Y'all have a great night. It was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we're gonna keep it going. So,
sorry, Mom, once again.
Yeah, and, one last.
Y'all have
sorry,
a good
Mom.
Night.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.